Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're tuned into right now on all Lotus Radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host, and it's a very pretty much all arts and culture for this edition of the show. My first interview is with Ray Matthews from Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Ray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm so glad you could make it in, and we're going to get deep into it. We got a lot of time to fill, so I'm just going to go deep into it. Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, just give me even the history of it, how long it's been around, how long you've been a part of the organization, that sort of thing.
Not a problem. So I've been with the organization for 4 years now. This is my fourth season, but the Shakespeare Festival itself has been around for 46 years.
That's crazy to me.
It is. Longer than I've been around.
Right. For sure. So 46 years, and you're probably starting to repeat yourself at least a little bit as far as what productions you've chosen, right?
Well, Shakespeare only wrote so many.
Right.
And of those so many, only really about a dozen of them are something that people want to go see.
Right.
So, because the others tend to be a little obscure.
Right.
And so we rotate through the sort of common dozen, occasionally adding in some of the others. And this year, we are doing Macbeth.
Macbeth. Or the Scottish play, as some very superstitious actors might call it.
Or McBee or Mackers. Take your pick.
Oh, Mackers. I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now I know. So what goes into choosing, I guess, which production you're going to do? Because sometimes you might make it lighthearted. Love's Labor's Lost was last year. I think A Comedy of Errors was the year before, if I remember correctly.
That is correct. Good job.
Yeah. So you decided to go full-on tragedy this time around.
Yes. So, again, there's only so many to choose from. There's about a half dozen of the tragedies to cycle through.
Right.
And comedies, you know, it's a summer production. Comedies tend to be very lighthearted, very fun. About 50% of our audience is from out of town. And so we tend to do about two comedies for every tragedy, just as a
palate cleanser, almost?
Yeah, basically. And so, but we're really excited about this year's Macbeth. So you were asking about how shows are chosen. So that's actually an interesting story.
Yeah.
We have two sister companies in the United States. We are affiliated with the Great Lakes Theater out in Cleveland.
Okay.
And with the Idaho Shakespeare Festival in Boise.
Okay.
And currently our Macbeth production is running in Boise.
Right.
And so a lot goes into choosing productions, including what's happening at these other three companies.
I see. Because it's going to be the same production in all three places?
Because it travels. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the same cast, I would assume.
For the most part.
For the most part.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, occasionally most will sign on for the whole run because that's, you know, several months of work for these actors that we can offer them.
Right.
But, you know, some have, you know, family obligations or other gigs that they're doing.
Of
and
course.
So that we will occasionally recast.
Look for like maybe more local talent that might be a part of it or something like that?
A little bit. We do cast some local talent for smaller roles. We're actually a union theater. We're a professional Lort B theater, and our actors come out of mostly the East Coast and Chicago, a little bit out of San Francisco.
Okay. Very cool. So let's get into casting. I've seen some of the same people, and it's been wonderful to see them, I mean, just stretch their acting ability.
And you're going to see those people again.
Exactly. They're ridiculously good at comedy, and then you're going to, I think I saw some pictures from Idaho, and I was like, hey, I remember that guy who played this really comedic kind of clownish
that's
role.
Right, yeah.
And now he's playing the
Macbeth,
man himself.
Yeah, yeah. Lynn Berg is our actor that's playing Macbeth.
Okay.
And he did play very comedic roles last year. He was the sort of ridiculous Spaniard in Love's Labor's Lost.
Wow.
And he was Watson in The Hound of the Baskervilles. He's really funny and has quite a range. And I'm really excited to see a totally different side.
Definitely. So what kind of reception have you gotten as far as, I mean, even just from comedy to tragedy? Is it kind of different?
Well,
or?
Generally, the rule in Shakespeare theater is that comedies do better.
Right.
But that is not really the case for us this year.
Wow.
In the sense that our sales are way above last year.
That's fantastic.
And I'm sure that's due to several other factors as well. But we are not seeing anybody hesitate because we're doing a tragedy. In fact, people are kind of excited because it just sort of comes down a little rarely.
Oh, cool. And then you mentioned The Hound of the Baskervilles. You always have a secondary show that
we
is
do.
Not Shakespeare related.
Correct.
So what's going on this time around?
This year we have something totally different from Macbeth.
Cool.
Beehive, the 60s musical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like night and day from each other, almost literally.
Yeah.
And Beehive, the 60s musical is a really charming, fun, upbeat musical review of women's music from the 1960s.
Oh, right on. So we're talking, what, like doo-wop or...
Yeah, all the way from doo-wop up to Janis Joplin and Aretha Franklin.
Right.
Yeah, and
nicely
people
done.
Are... really excited about this. This is selling really well.
And kind of going off my previous question, how are those kind of, not, I should say secondary, but like those additional shows, how are those chosen as well? Are they chosen to complement or like be the opposite, I guess, of the Shakespeare show? Or is it just...
Yes and no. So Shakespeare is in the public domain, so there's no rights issues. So
right.
That has mostly to do with our traveling schedule.
Okay.
The non-Shakespeare shows, you have rights to deal with on top of what's going to make sense for each audience in each location, what actors are available. You know, when you do something like a musical review, you need really talented singers and, you know, finding the casting for that.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, singers that can do all three locations are really the best choice. And so all those factors come into play.
All right, right on. So Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, how many people are involved with this? Like how many people are part of the organization? What is kind of, how many people? I'm sure it's a huge group of people, I feel like, as far as volunteers and everything.
Well, yeah, once we're in season, there's quite a bit. In the off season, I actually work year round with the Shakespeare Festival, and as well as five other colleagues, four here in town, and then our executive director, who's also the executive director in Cleveland, and the finance director in Boise.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that's one of the cool things about this model that we have, is that we share resources with these other companies, so costs are low, and then you get more bang out of moving a show around because it gets more longer runtime, more exposure.
Okay. Cool.
And so there's basically five of us in town on the ground year round.
Okay.
And so it's pretty quiet in like November.
Right.
But right about now, we have our tech people moving in. I'm also in charge of housing, among several other things. And so...
So finding a place to stay.
Finding
the
places
here.
To stay,
okay.
Yep. And so we get... there's about 25 actors, roughly speaking, coming into town, and then almost as many tech people. Mm. And then we see all our designers come in. And so, and then we have almost 300 volunteers that we cycle through. We are hiring, we hire about 20 staff members. So by the time we get to July, we're a very, very large organization.
You're fully stocked, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so actually, what is the process, I guess, as far as a yearly thing? Like, when do you actually start working on? Is it just constant, or when do you start working on the next year's kind of production?
It's pretty consistent in that. So we wrap in basically at the end of August and September. We have a couple showcase series events that still perform in September, and then we wrap. And then October is basically, you know, finishing up the paperwork.
Okay.
And then in November, we start thinking about the next year because we go on sale for the next year in December.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, as far as choosing the plays, is that already pretty much taken care of? Are you set for the next 5 years, or is it a yearly basis?
It's pretty much a yearly basis.
Okay.
Yeah, we really have to let kind of the dust settle and deal with all the moving parts.
Right.
Before we can really make that announcement.
Okay, very cool. Well, let's get to the kind of the nuts and bolts of what I mean. When does the Shakespeare Festival start? And in case people don't know where, that sort of thing.
If you're new in town,
you
maybe.
Never know.
You never
Somebody
know.
Who might be listening that's never done it before.
So we open on July 6th.
July 6th.
We run through August 26th. So we're right on the heels of 4th of July. And it's at Sand Harbor at Lake Tahoe Nevada State Park.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Which is
such
gorgeous. If for some reason you haven't gone to the Shakespeare Festival, you basically sit in a natural amphitheater overlooking a stage, and right as the backdrop is the lake the sunset. And it's absolutely lovely. There's our amphitheater is actually a lot bigger than people realize. We can seat 1,100 people.
1,100 people?
Mm-hmm.
I never piece that together.
Yep.
I'm always there, and I'm like, oh, this is a lot of seats, but I guess I never counted, of course. But yeah, so, well, people really need to get their tickets as soon as possible.
Yeah, in fact, things are selling really fast this season. I recommend not waiting.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, where can they get tickets and more information and everything as far as
LakeTahoeShakespeare.com.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yep, and you can always give us a call at 1-800-74-SHOWS as well.
Okay, very cool. Do you need volunteers? Can people sign up for that, or are you kind of done at this point, recruiting?
We are always looking for new volunteers because we allow volunteers to have a very flexible schedule. So, you know, sometimes we have a massive plethora of volunteers and sometimes we have a dearth of volunteers. So we could always use more. You can sign up online or give us a call as well.
Very cool. And as far as getting tickets, can you do like a kind of twofer deal as far
yes,
as getting
actually,
the show for both shows?
We have a two-show package.
Okay.
And that is a package to our main stage shows, which is Macbeth and Beehive the 60s musical. So if you buy tickets to both of those shows, then yes, you get a discount. You can also get a discount for groups of 10 or more.
Okay. Well, then get a whole, you know, group mm-hmm. of friends together or
yep.
your family and go nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely a good idea. Anything we didn't touch on that you really want to stress as far as anything?
We have something new this year, which is kind of cool.
Something new is always good.
So our Macbeth is done in actually a very traditional style in the sense that it's themed in Scottish medieval time period.
Okay.
And it's the set looks like the globe. And because of that, we actually have seating on stage on the set for Macbeth only.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're just in pretty much in the thick of it.
Pretty much,
yeah. If you get
yeah.
that seating.
Want to get a little up close and personal with the sword fighting. It's a good way to do it.
It gets a little intense. All right, it's 3D.
Yeah.
What a thunk. All right, very cool. Okay, well, let's hit the website again, the phone number again, and
yep.
Anything else you might want to tell the
Not
people.
Not a problem. LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. 1-800-74-SHOWS, S-H-O-W-S. And yeah, come out and join us. It's a lot of fun. Our gates open at 5:30, curtain goes up at 7:30, and we have a great restaurant and full bar on site, but you're also welcome to bring in your own food and drinks. Just please do not bring your own chair. Gone are the days of putting your chair in the sand. We
yeah.
have a chair for every ticket we sell.
Definitely. And they're very nice chairs, very comfortable.
They are.
So take advantage, people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very cool. Ray Matthews, Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course.